sign that God won't hear you if you take it.
The Lord led me to make an offer to those who want to be delivered from arthritis pain, high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other sicknesses. This is what the Lord told me to do. You are going to receive a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. 1-800-280-3414. Again, 1-800-280-3414. I'm going to give to you an additional 3-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and an additional 3-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. That will be a full 5-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a full 5-month supply of cleansing herbs. Supplies are limited. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
If you don't have a Bible, we do have a few back there, but we're about to get into the Word of God. Before I go further, certainly I want to thank God for Heather Broussard joining us as a visitor today. God bless you, Heather. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Now, if you're on your phone or some type of device of that nature, make sure it's on scripture. Amen. I don't want to call you out from the pulpit. Amen. We just handle business here. Amen. We're serious about the things of God. Amen. So we really want you to be blessed. We want you to prosper. Amen. We don't play a lot of games. Amen. So Joshua 24 and 15. Amen. Glad you're here, but we want you here to grow. Amen. To be blessed. Amen. Not to play. Amen. Ushers, God bless you. Thank you so much. You may be seated. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, we find the scripture that is the main text for part 2 of our teaching on last Sunday. We begin to teach on building strong families. Amen. Building strong families. I pray that you would listen, but also pray with me as we deliver this word. Amen. How many of you know the devil don't want you at church? Some of y'all don't know that, but it's true. Oh, he's mad that you came. Amen. Especially if you put God first. The devil don't want you to hear the truth. And even if you hear it, he don't want you to change. Amen. He wants you to keep going in the same direction you've been going before you went in the direction of Jesus Christ. So he's very strategic. He knows what he's doing. He's been around a very long time. Amen. And one of the scriptures in John chapter 10, verse 10, alludes to this point. It says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal from you, to kill you, but ultimately have you destroyed in the lake of fire. How many know that there is an eternal death that's coming for some people? If you have not put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with transformation in your life, know that you will find yourself in the lake. Amen. That's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Amen, somebody. There is a place called the lake of fire, and I don't want to be there. Amen. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, so I believe if I go, I'm going to be absent in the body and present with the Lord. Amen. You need to examine your heart and see, can you say the same? Have you sincerely given your life to Jesus Christ? Or are you still in the world talking about Jesus? Amen. This is not the message, but I feel like I need to go here for just a moment. Amen. You have to make a decision. Amen. God gives all of us free choice. He's not a dictator in the sky, amen, with robots on planet Earth. Amen. We have choices to make. And he, by his grace, draws us to him. By his grace, gives us a measure of faith that we might believe in the one that he sent, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, when you believe in Jesus and Jesus is in your heart, you begin to live like Jesus. The term Christian means follower of Christ. Amen. I can't say with my mouth and in my intellect that I'm a follower of Christ, but I'm doing everything I think I ought to be doing. I should be doing some things that line up with the scripture. Amen. When I hear the scripture preached, that should be an amen in my heart, not only in my mouth. Amen. Sometimes we have an amen verbally, but we have a no God inwardly. And that should be an amen in our heart. So if God says to do something and you're a Christian, your answer should be amen. Not just with your lips, but in your heart, that should be an amen. The word amen is a Hebrew term, which means I agree, so let it be. So I can't be a believer in Jesus Christ and doing something contrary to what he's teaching. Amen, somebody. So that was the amen precursor to the message. Amen. A short preview for a movie to come. Amen. But the message this morning is Building Strong Families, Part 2. Building Strong Families, Part 2. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua is talking here to the people of Israel. We know that historically Joshua was a great military leader. He humbled himself and served and followed Moses. And because of his humility, because of his service, because of his commitment, God raised Joshua up to be the next leader of the children of Israel. So he moved from being a great military general that was winning conquest to being one that could hear from God, one that could speak for God. He moved into the prophetic office as well as with his military skills. But now he's standing in this office really as a prophet and as a leader. And he's saying to the people here in verse number 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, if it seems evil, you would think, Minister Wells, that would be a foolish statement. Deacon Brownlee, that somebody would say it's evil to serve the Lord, because that's nothing but goodness can come out of serving God. If you want to see evil come forth, it would be from serving Satan, and certainly not serving God. Because when I serve God, amen, I get the blessing and the reward of serving him. So why, Joshua, would you make a statement in this measure to where you would say, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord? Let me tell you why. Because people get delusions. People get, for lack of a better term, hoodwinked. People get deceived into thinking that serving the things of the world are better than serving God. Amen. If you're not careful, Budweiser can deceive you. Liquor can deceive you. Crack cocaine can deceive you. Amen. Your own opinion can deceive you. Your best friend can deceive you. Our foolish lust can deceive us into thinking that what we're doing is better than serving God. He says in verse 15, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord. What a moronic statement, that it could be evil serving the one that is perfect in all of his ways, serving the one that created everyone and everything. There's no way that could be evil. But the key is the next word after the comma, choose. Tell somebody, choose. You get to choose. God didn't create us and just give commands and make us do anything. He gave Adam and Eve in the garden a choice. And all of us today have a choice to choose whether or not we will serve the Lord, to choose whether or not we will obey his commandments, to choose whether or not we would accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Choose ye this day. He says, choose not for your neighbor, choose not for your children, choose not for your grandchildren, but choose for yourself. For everybody has a choice to make. And I want you to know, we cannot go to heaven and stand before God and give him a bucket load of excuses. God, I would have, but God, I couldn't. No. God, help me to do everything you called me to do. God, help me to be everything you called me to be. I choose you over everything else. How many choose the Lord today? You have to choose him. He's not going to make you do anything. As people begin to pray, they can help influence your decisions. Thank God for people that pray. There's a lot of things that could have been devastating, but somebody prayed. I know somebody prayed for me when I was on my way to destruction. When I was on the road to doing things that I had no business doing, where I could have lost my life multiple times, somebody was praying. Somebody said, family is everything. No, I wouldn't say that. But a saved family member is a lot. God is everything. So you hear folks say, family. No, God first, then family. Because you can have family taking you to the ditch and you falling in and all y'all blind. Amen, somebody. You need to have God first, then have people submitted to God. Amen, as family. People worship at the shrine of family. You know, I just got to be with family doing all kind of stuff. Amen, somebody. If anything, pray for your family. Amen. Pray that they become the family of God. Choose you for yourself. Any good parent would want to make sure their child knows Christ and go to heaven. But we can't choose for them. Any good friend would want to make sure that your BFF makes it into the kingdom, but you can't choose for them. And in my time, amen, I'm the one God chose me. I've led and prayed for those older than me. My mother led her to the Lord, amen. Pastored her, amen. My own father prayed. God will use you sometime. It's in the reversal. But you can't be afraid to say what God says to say. Choose you this day. He says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Listen, whether the gods which your fathers served. Don't you know everybody? That was a song called We Need a Hero. How many remember that? We Need a Hero. Everybody's looking to somebody to pattern themselves after. And sometimes we have the wrong pattern. Just because that person's your mom or dad or grandparent or great uncle, that don't mean you need to pattern yourself. Just because they said, I'm an OG, watch me. Well, you're going to end up with OG at. Amen. You need to follow somebody that's following the Lord. All you got to do is check the record. Wherever the person that you're following is going, friend, if you're following them, that's where you're going. We can't serve the God of our fathers and mothers if the God of our father and mother is not God. Just because my mother is a gossiper don't make me a gospel. Just because my grandparents or whatever, amen, they came to church and then went home and drunk and cussed everybody out and did all kind of ungodly things, that don't mean that's my Christianity. Amen. Because they're not serving the God of the Bible. Now, I'm speaking rhetorically. That doesn't mean that's what my folks did. I'm just saying you don't follow just because there's somebody in your family. Because the gods they serve may not have been the Lord God. May not have been the ways of God. You can't serve the God of your fathers. You have to choose to serve the true and living God. So parents, we have to be careful. I ain't even made it to the message yet. But we have to be careful that we not only talk a good game, but we have to live it too. Because our children are picking up on cues of things that, amen, that we're doing versus what we're saying. And our